pricing.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If I was advising any of these candidates, I would say to them, turn Donald down. It's unpresidential, and you look stronger saying no. And, you know, Donald obviously is a very important guy, but if you're running for president, you are not called to the mountain by anybody but a journalist, and you demean yourself by doing this.
Well, there's some more input as Donald Trump and his injecting himself, or injecting maybe a little of both, into the GOP side of the race is causing a lot of people to talk. So Donald Trump gets headlines again. What's new? That was CNBC host Donnie Deutsch, who is, I never knew quite how to pronounce his name, Deutsch. Anyway, he used to do a program on CNBC, paid for the time, had a lot of, he was an advertising, it still is an advertising executive. A lot of his clients showed up on the show. That's what they had him there to do. But he gained a reputation. So if he's got something to say, somebody's there with a microphone, bingo, you're on. And that's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a welcome in here, overview of Trump and who's talking to whom about what here. This is John King, well-known CNN reporter, talking Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
Enough already. The country faces serious problems, and the voters need to be worrying about and listening to the serious candidates for president. Like him or not, you have to consider the former Speaker Newt Gingrich among the leading contenders. Serious, yes, but not opposed to adding a little Trump debate showmanship to the GOP competition.
This is a country which elected a peanut farmer to the presidency. It elected an actor who had made two movies with a chimpanzee to the presidency. This is a country of enormously wide-open talent. Donald Trump is a great showman. He's also a great businessman.
Now, the Trump debate is being organized by the conservative organization Newsmax. John Huntsman and Ron Paul have made clear they will not attend and made clear they don't think much of the event or its moderator.
I don't understand the marching to his office. I mean, I didn't know that he had an ability to lay on hands, you know, and anoint people.
Now, while it pains me some to say this, Newsmax has every right to pick its moderator. And Trump, listen, Mr. Trump, well, he has a point here.
I built a tremendous company. I built a tremendous net worth. I've employed thousands and thousands of people, jobs, education, real health care. I mean, real health care. And we've done a great job, and everybody else seems to like it.
Truth is, I'm a firm believer. The more you see the candidates in any setting, the more you learn. And a debate about jobs, health care, and schools, well, that's a debate the country sorely needs. But let's not forget, Trump also enjoys leading debates the country doesn't need, like stoking the ridiculous discussion over whether President Obama was born in the United States.
But you raised this, saying the president should release.
No, you raised
this.
Question.
No, I did not raise this.
You
I didn't call
this,
a press
John.
Conference in Palm Beach earlier this week.
Excuse
I haven't
me.
Been on all these
You raised this.
Shows.
And every time I sit down with the press, all they want to talk about is the birth certificate. And I got him to do something that nobody else could get him to do.
And I've been given great credit for that.
And you
raised this issue of his credibility, that if he has it, he should release it.
Absolutely.
In the end, the president found and released that long-form birth certificate. Case closed. He was born in Hawaii. Except the Donald believed he was due a little credit.
Let me tell you something. I have done a great service to the American people.
Now, on that point, the silly birther debate, I beg to differ. It's a ridiculous distraction. But truth is, Mr. Trump is a showman and has a knack for getting attention. So here's hoping that if his big debate actually happens, he'll keep the focus on the real issues and the actual candidates.
Well, hey, listen, again, back to whether Trump can get an audience. A lot of people are going to watch him because there's so much attention having been given to him. Whether you like the idea or not, the news media is all over it, the snooze media. And I think whatever happens, you're going to find out something about Trump or about whoever is there that you may not have known before. Be sure a lot of people will pay a lot of attention to it. Is it a good idea? You tell us. 800-510-8255. The Donald moderating a presidential debate. Who shows, who doesn't? Looks like not many people are going to show up. Maybe it's a good time for somebody who wanted to be president. If there's just two people there, I guess it'll be some sort of a debate. Here is talk host Jimmy Barrett with Rich Johnson, who is a reporter. They talk about the growing number of presidential candidates who've said, I'm not going to do this.
Donald Trump polarizing as always. Some of the candidates say they will not participate in the December 27th debate, which is going to be moderated by the Donald. Why not?
Why
participate?
Ron Paul says it's beneath the dignity of the office to be in a debate with a reality show host. Mitt Romney says, just too busy, I got other things to do. And Michelle Bachmann, while she has not decided yet, says she's concerned that Trump's pretty much already made his mind who to endorse.
I don't really understand the idea behind having him do a debate to begin with. First of all, it's going to be like on a cable channel that nobody watches.
On television, yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, when Trump announced it, remember, he spent more time talking about the ratings are going to be huge than he did talking about the possibility that you might learn something from the debate. So there's his priorities.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, too, how do Republicans in general feel about Donald Trump? Do they see him as some sort of a guru or not?
Some do. He certainly has his following. Just, you know, the ratings are huge, so remember that. But is he a real force in this thing? Just about every candidate has gone to see him, made the pilgrimage, although John Huntsman said he will not kiss his ring or any other part of Trump's anatomy.
That's true. A lot of them have talked to Donald.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about Newt. He's got a big lead now in Iowa. Important for him, I'm sure, to win the Iowa caucus.
The problem is he has no organization to back up those numbers. He's got all these, you know, the popularity, two new Iowa polls and a national poll, 33%, pretty darn good compared to, you know, Romney down there around 18%, south of 20%. But if you don't have the people to organize all those precincts one by one, all 1,700 of them in Iowa, it could be all for naught.
Yeah. And Nancy Pelosi says she's going to spill the dirt on Newt. What in the world does she have that we don't already know?
That ain't going to happen. She said all that, and then somebody whispered in her ear, you know, if you do that, you'll be the one sitting there with a federal indictment in your hand. Because a lot of that stuff is confidential, classified, and all that. All the stuff they talked about back, you know, 15 years ago when Gingrich, when he was Speaker, was investigated for various ethics issues.
Ethics issues. My heavens, imagine a politician being accused of ethics issues. Does Newt Gingrich make for a good president? In some ways, this is a good argument here if you really dig around inside of some of these candidates and what they all represent. Some of them are good at some things. Some of them are good at other things. I've long held there ought to be two presidents or co-presidents, one who's an administrator, the other who is sort of the face of the country, does the traveling, almost a Secretary of State sort. But that means we have to blow up our country's system, which isn't the way things are going right now, probably such a bad idea. Many of you may think of that. Our focus on the presidential race, the GOP side of things, more people like Newt Gingrich. Let's talk about Ron Paul. That's up next here on The Countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, the holidays can really be stressful.
Especially when you get the credit card bill.
Well, not at Rent-A-Center, because you don't need a credit card.
Get the brands you want and the flexible payments you need.
With no long-term commitments.
It's like taking a holiday from holiday bills.
Have a worry-free holiday at Rent-A-Center. Right now, get a special price on 60-inch LG HD TVs with delivery and setup included. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Hi, this is Ed Krell, Chief Executive Officer of Destination Maternity. It's a sad fact that each year, thousands of babies here at home and millions more worldwide are born too soon. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness of this crisis and put an end to premature birth for good. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
It's our biggest Christmas sale ever at Toys R Us. Hurry in for amazing deals on this year's hottest toys. Like buy two, get the third free, all VTech. Plus, it's our biggest video game sale of the year. Buy one, get one 50% off all video games and accessories. And earn 10% back with Rewards R Us. Our biggest loyalty offer ever. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Free and or discounted item must be of equal or lesser value to item purchased. Exclusions apply. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We're into the GOP presidential contenders now. Here's the radio host Howie Carr talking about the latest poll, which shows Mitt Romney stalling out while Gingrich seems to be moving up.
I think he does have some problems here, and I was thinking about it yesterday, and I was talking to some people about it today. You know, here the new Gallup poll comes out, and I believe he's like 15 points down, a national poll of Republicans. He's down, I think, 37 to 22 to Newt Gingrich. And that's a bad day for Mitt, considering he can't, he's at the same 22% that he's always, he doesn't move. Talk about a flatliner. It doesn't change. Whatever, it used to be 25, but now it's more like 21, 22%. So what does he do on this very, very bad day? Now, what you do in a campaign, whatever the campaign is, you keep a few endorsements in your pocket, right? And if you have a bad day or a slow day or your opponent's having a good day, you bring out one of these endorsements. So you are going to get some good ink. Do you know who endorsed Mitt Romney yesterday on the day the Gallup poll came out and showed him trailing by 15 points nationally? Do you know who endorsed him? Don't everybody speak at once. Dan Quayle. I have nothing against Dan Quayle. He got a bum rap. His son now, I guess, is in the Congress from Arizona, a freshman. But is Dan Quayle really a major player in the Republican Party? Even in the Republican Party of Arizona, where he now lives, is he a major player? I don't think so. And yesterday after he's endorsed by Quayle in Paradise Valley, Arizona, the reporters are asking him, what's he going to do? What's he going to do about these bad poll numbers and the fact that Newt seems to be pulling away? We're making our closing arguments. You'll see me campaigning aggressively. This will probably take longer than a week or two to sort out. This will probably take longer than a week or two to sort out. Does that mean it's going to take him a week or two to figure out what kind of ads he's going to run, or is it going to take a week or two to figure out who the nominee is going to be? I hope it means who the nominee is going to be. Because, I mean, why is it taking him so long to go on the attack against Newt Gingrich?
Here's Howie Carr with a question about Mitt Romney. You thinking the same thing? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com on the countdown. 21 after the hour.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
What's misfiring for some of these candidates? Part of the focus here, the news media loves to pick on those things that appear to be mistakes. What's going on? Newt Gingrich making any mistakes? Mitt Romney making mistakes? You heard Howie Carr talk about the things that he's concerned about. Mitt Romney not attacking or challenging Gingrich as much as he might. Well, here's a new ad being discussed by ABC's Jonathan Carl. It's for Mitt Romney's campaign, and it seems to have sort of a subtle jab at the Newster.
On the surface, it looks like a feel-good campaign ad touting Mitt Romney, husband and family man.
I've been married to the same woman for 25, excuse me, I get in trouble, for 42 years.
Except in this case, Romney's main opponent is Newt Gingrich, a man who has been married three times and has admitted to infidelity.
Mitt Romney is not trying to remind voters about his marriage. He's trying to remind voters about Newt Gingrich's three marriages.
In the ad, which is filled with pictures of his wife and family, Romney closes with a promise.
If I'm president of the United States, I will be true to my family, to my faith, and to our country.
True to his family? Presidential candidates don't usually feel a need to make that promise. Gingrich today was asked whether moral behavior is a legitimate issue in the campaign.
I think everything about a candidate has to be held into account. I suspect everybody who runs for office at this level has had some flaws at some point. I don't think they're, other than Christ, I don't think anybody has been flawless.
This morning, Romney's wife Ann signaled she's about to take a more high-profile role.
That's going to be my job, is to try to let people see the other side of Mitt. The funny side, the humorous side, the laid-back guy.
Romney is getting personal just as his campaign appears to be in real trouble. The upcoming ABC News debate this weekend in Iowa will be the first with Gingrich as the clear frontrunner. He's up nationally, and new polls today give him double-digit leads in three of the first four states to vote, including 23-point leads over Romney in South Carolina and Florida.
Asked about Romney's ad, Gingrich said tonight he's not going to pick a fight with Romney, instead saying, quote, he's going to run on his strengths and I'm going to run on mine.
On The View, one of the television shows I think is a real opinion maker, Bill Clinton appeared and talked to the ladies there with his opinions of Newt Gingrich.
Newt Gingrich is surging in the polls in the Republican Iowa caucuses, and I would presume he's a nemesis of yours because he's the one who shut down the government when you were in office. Yeah. But here's my question. He recently called President Obama the food stamp president. Reaction to that?
Well, Newt can turn a phrase.
Well, yeah, I mean, it sounds good. He says, he's the food stamp president, I want to be the payroll president. It's a great line. And the problem with great lines is sometimes they stop you from thinking instead of help you from thinking. Look, this collapse happened before he was elected because the banks in our country were overleveraged. That is, they didn't have enough capital to cover all the risks they made, and they were collapsing. Uh-huh. And President Bush and then President Obama moved in to try to keep that from happening. It was unpopular, but it was necessary to keep the financial system from collapse. Then we begin the long claw out of this. Until we get rid of this home mortgage crisis, we're not moving back to full employment, folks. I can just tell you, we've got to deleverage this debt in a hurry. But while that's going on, you got all these people out of work. Would you have liked it if they didn't get food stamps? We had as many as 15% of the American people. 15% of our fellow Americans were on food stamps, including some people in part-time jobs or low-wage jobs and their children. This helps the farmers, and it is a decent, good thing to do.
All right. So Bill Clinton on things that Newt has said and done. I think they have, I would imagine, there's a fairly good relationship between, you know, behind the scenes, these guys all shake hands and maybe have their conversations. Some of them really don't like each other. I'm sure that Mitt Romney didn't like Mr. Perry and vice versa. But Clinton and Gingrich, probably pretty interesting together. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Jay Farner at Quicken Loans. You know, we've been talking for years about how great mortgage interest rates are, but what's happening right now is something truly special. Having been in the mortgage business for nearly 20 years, I've never seen anything like this. Over the last 40 or 50 years, we haven't seen anything like this. Rates are shockingly low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Take the 5 minutes and call Quicken Loans today at 800-401-0027. We'll walk you through the process, and if it makes sense, we'll help you lock in that rate and close on a new mortgage. And if it doesn't make sense, you'll know you took the time to make sure you weren't missing out. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to QuickenLoans.com. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by. Call now to see how Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Get the gift of big savings at the PetSmart Great Gift Sale. You'll find great deals when you use your PetPerks card. Save 20% on all Whisker City cat furniture and save 40% on all Pet Holiday by Top Paw sweaters, coats, and holiday apparel. Plus, select tropical fish are 2 for $3. Don't miss these great gift deals and more. Friday through Sunday only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid December 9th to the 11th.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more and to...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Talk Radio in review, the GOP contenders for the presidency. Much of our time in this hour aimed at that. Let's get to a conversation came from Taco's Garland Robinette, who here talks on his program to Tom Basile, co-founder of Tea Party 365. This is a conversation about a new attack aimed at Newt Gingrich. This time it was put together by Ron Paul and his people.
What follows is not a liberal attack. This is a GOP conservative attack. This is something Ron Paul put together as one of his campaign ads, 60-second version, and he uses Newt Gingrich in his own voice to get across the message that I think Ron Paul is saying, hey, this guy's not very conservative. Let's play that part.
If you want to put people in jail, let's look at the politicians who created the environment, the politicians who profited from the environment,
Newt Gingrich on the defense for taking $1.5 billion
after he left Congress. Freddie Mac paid Gingrich at least $1.6 million.
$1.6 million, some of it just before the housing market collapsed.
A think tank founded by Newt Gingrich collected at least $37 million from major health care companies that the group supports individual mandate.
Newt Gingrich renewed his support for an individual mandate, a key tenet of President Obama's health care.
Everything that Gingrich railed against when he was in the House, he went the other way when he got paid to go the other way.
He's demonstrating himself to be the very essence of the Washington insiders.
It's about serial hypocrisy.
Very interesting. Again, if you just joined us, that's a Ron Paul ad, 60-second ad he paid for, using Newt Gingrich to, on Ron Paul's side, attempt to convince the GOP that Newt Gingrich is not conservative enough. When you hear that, does that sound, well, number one, is Ron Paul right in that ad?
I think it's a great ad on the part of the Paul campaign. I think that it remains to be seen whether or not anybody really cares, because we know Ron Paul is not going to be the nominee. And as you're looking at these numbers starting to take shape between Romney and Gingrich, and while Paul still has very good numbers in Iowa, I think you're starting to see people start to make up their mind. And they know that it's not going to be Ron Paul. So the question then becomes, in the Republican primaries, people who are looking at a Romney or a Gingrich, who's going to attack Newt Gingrich on flip-flopping? Mitt Romney? I think that people are, it's too early to tell whether or not people really, you know, are really going to allow this, these types of attacks to influence their decision when it comes to Newt. Because people need to have an alternative to Romney. And the folks that you see starting to line up against Gingrich, at least in this early stage here, and we've got, it's January 3rd is an eternity in politics. We've got the holidays. It's yet to be seen whether or not Gingrich is peaking too early. Whether or not these attacks are going to have any kind of an impact, but you know, conservatives who have not been satisfied with Mitt Romney and that have kept his numbers in the 20s are realizing it's not going to be Bachman. Any flirtation with Kane is now over with. It's not going to be Santorum. Huntsman's campaign has been relegated to New Hampshire. He's not going to pull that out in New Hampshire. So all of those few numbers are starting to be pushed in a particular direction, and it seems like it's going to be Newt for the time being.
All right, so there's a vote for Newt. Newt and Mitt, interesting names. When we know, using the first names, we know who they're talking about, right? You don't have to explain any further than Newt or Mitt. 800-510-8255. Here's Alex Wagner with Luke Russert talking about a new round of attacks from Nancy Pelosi aimed at Gingrich.
I want to start with the spat between Nancy Pelosi and Newt Gingrich over his ethics violations. What is the latest on that, and how much could those ethics violations hurt him in the long run?
Nancy Pelosi a few days ago said in an interview, in sort of a tongue-in-cheek way, talking about the possibility of Newt Gingrich being the Republican nominee, how a lot of Democrats would welcome that because of all the ethical baggage that he had in the 1990s. She was a member of the Ethics Committee that investigated Newt Gingrich back then. And their investigation basically started in 1994, went all the way through 1997, and it was about whether or not Newt Gingrich improperly used tax-deductible dollars for political purposes, specifically teaching a class at a Georgia college that had some political overtones for a PAC that he was associated with, and then lying to the House Ethics Committee about whether or not he had actually done this. And what Pelosi and the investigators ended up finding was that, in fact, he had broken the House rules by filing false statements to the Ethics Committee. It then went to a vote before the whole House. In a 395-28 vote, Newt Gingrich was ordered to pay a $300,000 fine. He was reprimanded. And that fine was to pay back the House Ethics Committee for the three-year-long investigation. So when Nancy Pelosi was saying that, in fact, she was in a room, locked in a room for a year, was around all the documents about Newt Gingrich, she really is telling the truth. Newt Gingrich kind of went back and said, well, you know, that's a great early Christmas present that Nancy Pelosi is giving me because it shows how political the Ethics Committee process is. I went back and did research, Alex, and you could see some really interesting quotes from people like Mark Sanford, a representative from South Carolina at that time, talking about how Newt Gingrich's actions back then did not reflect real leadership values for his three
Mark
sons.
Mark Sanford talking about
Indeed. Morality.
It's always an interesting thick slice of irony there on Capitol
Hill. But long story short, Pelosi saying that possibly that she could she'll let these documents out later on. Her spokesman have said, look, what she's referring to is stuff that's in the public record, and if there is one person who, if Gingrich became the nominee, you could really speak about it, things that are in the public record, not something that's in a backroom deal that needs to be kept private for legal reasons. Nancy Pelosi would be the one that could actually point to the public record and say, you know, paragraph 8, section 2,
right there. She has the encyclopedic memory.
All right. Yeah, she's got a lot of room to move, right, with her husband and all of the money that they've made on various deals that were made in Congress. Please, they all have a lot of room for examination. Here's talk host Alan Handelman with one of his callers about the Ron Paul ad that we were talking about a few minutes ago.
First of all, what do you think of the ad? If you're a Ron Paul supporter, you think this is a good idea? He certainly is taking aim at Newt Gingrich. Definitely. And do you think it's going to help? Do you think he may get a bump because Newt is obviously not the answer, according to Ron Paul? Kim, hi.
Hi, Ellen. I just wanted to say that Ron Paul has really good ideas. I could go into a lot of them, but that the main thing that impresses me is that he wants to cut the deficit. I mean, cut what the government owes because they're accruing trillions of dollars of debt, and then they're wanting to hike our taxes up. And let me just say that I am a Latter-day Saint. I am Mormon, and I think Mitt Romney's a good guy, but I think Ron Paul, if people would just give him a chance, he's got great ideas.
And he, other than Huntsman, who said he won't even, you know, take the time to, he's not going to embarrass himself by going to a reality show, a Trump-driven debate. He's not going. And Ron Paul says it's ridiculous, too. The only two of the candidates that are open and honest about that. I mean, you know, come on.
Exactly.
Trump is a circus organizer, basically. I mean, it can't be taken seriously in so many ways. But Ron Paul at least is standing up, and I'll tell you, I don't know if this is going to help him with the base or not, because it's obvious that the media is already, you know, the right-wing media like Fox News, they seem to be really taking a tough stand against Romney and kind of giving softballs to Newt. So it sounds like they've picked their guy.
Yep. Have you picked yours? Well, we certainly have no shortage of conversation on this and digging around into what these people are all about. In my own personal circumstance, I find it very helpful to listen and learn. And with that in mind, we move on. The countdown next focuses on the plight of Jerry Sandusky, who's been arrested again. That's in conversation next on the countdown.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior Water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap. Every water you'll enjoy.
Attention hip implant patients. Are you in constant pain? Have you received a letter from your doctor about your implant? Have you had or need a revision surgery? Do you have high levels of metal, chromium, or cobalt in your blood? Over 90,000 hip implant devices have been recalled due to defects and failures resulting in revision or replacement surgery. If you have a recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823 to see if your implant is affected by the recalls. If you or a loved one has a defective or recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823. That's 800-251-7823. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-251-7823.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwald, admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California, 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com, but Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less than Office Max, like the Toshiba satellite laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff standing by. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Prices good through 12/10.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
14 minutes for the hour. Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a two-hour daily review of the hot hits in talk radio. And Jerry Sandusky will make it into the top 10 this week. From CBS, Anna Werner reports on the former Penn State assistant football coach being arrested again.
Jerry Sandusky sits behind bars in this correctional facility here in Center County, Pennsylvania. His bail is set at $250,000.
Police arrested Sandusky at his home shortly after 1 o'clock this afternoon. Authorities took him into custody after the Pennsylvania Attorney General filed 12 new charges against him, including 9 felonies, in connection with 2 new alleged victims, whom the Attorney General calls Victim 9 and Victim 10. According to the grand jury report, Victim 9, now 18, described a pattern of repeated sexual abuse, including rape, beginning when he was 11 or 12 years old and continuing until December 2008, which would make him the most recent alleged victim thus far. He said many incidents occurred in the basement bedroom of Sandusky's home, and he testified that at least once he screamed for help, knowing that Sandusky's wife was upstairs, but no one ever came to help him. Victim 10 also described how he spent most of his time in Sandusky's basement and said that sexual abuse dating back to 1997 occurred there and at a swimming pool on the Penn State campus. Law enforcement officials tell CBS News Sandusky received no advance notice of the arrest, something his lawyer, Joe Amendola, today objected to.
If this is the way the case is going to be handled by the other side, we can do things to kind of make it miserable, too.
Sandusky's lawyer told us that he is trying to come up with that $250,000 bail. But even if he is able to post bail, he'll be subject to strict conditions, electronic monitoring, house arrest, and no unsupervised contact with minors.
Duh. Here's radio host Mike Francesca talking about the charges against Sandusky.
Take us through today in Sandusky.
Well, Mr. Sandusky was charged with abusing 2 more juveniles by the state attorney general, by the grand jury, actually. So they are victim 9 and victim 10 officially. Sandusky's attorney was unable to post the $250,000 bail. So Mr. Sandusky was remanded to Center County Jail, where he is now. He, according to the district judge, who was brought in from western Pennsylvania, no connection to Penn State or the Second Mile, he is not allowed to have any unsupervised contact with minors. He is to wear a monitoring device on his ankle. And the 2 new charges will be part of the preliminary hearing Tuesday, where he faces the other 40 counts against the 8 previous victims.
All right, and that is going to be lottery. That's how they're going to seat people, I read. Yeah. And Pennsylvania does not televise court stuff, do they?
That is correct.
Okay, so we'll not be on. Boy, people would love to have that on TV. It's not on TV, which will be, How does that work with the media? Does media count in the lottery, or do you have separate for media?
Mike, I'm not sure because we're not planning to go to Bellefonte to cover it.
Okay.
Because we're going to rely. We have somebody there, and we use Associated Press just to handle the criminal proceedings.
Right.
But I do not know. That's a good question. I would assume that the media is part of the public, but
gotcha.
I don't know that.
Gotcha. Now, you know what I found, Rich, surprising that I had not seen anywhere else? In reading something about the update about the story yesterday, it said that Joe Paterno was undergoing chemo and radiation daily, according to his wife. Is that a known fact down there?
Mike, I had heard something like that from somebody the weekend of the Wisconsin game. In fact, on my way out to Wisconsin, somebody not connected with the Paterno family told me that Joe was undergoing chemo and radiation, which leads me to believe that it's a very, very serious form of cancer.
Absolutely, and that would not only be serious, but also would knock the heck out of anybody, and especially an 85-year-old man going through the kind of stress he's going through right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a lot for Joe Paterno to handle.
Blagojevich next on the countdown.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics. Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriot e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
This would be item number 3 today on the countdown. In focus on news talk radio stations around the country is the fate of Mr. Blagojevich. Rod Blagojevich was sentenced. The sentence handed down was 14 years, and here is Ted Rollins reporting on the sentence.
Judge handed down this 14-year sentence to Rod Blagojevich. He didn't have a noticeable reaction. He put his head down a little bit. His husband, his wife Patty, put her head down. But this was obviously something that they were prepared for on multiple levels. Before he walked up to the judge to talk to him at the sidebar right near the judge's bench, he turned to Patty, looked at her, came over to her and said, "Are you all right?" And she nodded yes. The judge, before sentencing Blagojevich, spoke for about 35 minutes. He talked about a number of different topics concerning the governor. At one point he said, when you took the stand, the jury did not believe you, and neither did I. He then said that he knew that his children were a major factor in his defense in terms of, he said that, "I know the thoughts of children weigh heavy on you now, but the same thought should have basically stopped you." He said, "You're not being convicted of being a bad father." He said the damage that was done in this case was to the state of Illinois, the harm, the erosion of public trust in government, the image of corruption, he said, from the governor's office seeps into the fabric of Illinois. And he said, "You did that damage." And as you've reported, he has until February 16th to spend time with his family, and then he will report to the Bureau of Prisons at that time. A lot of people, quite frankly, wanted a strong message sent by this judge, people that had followed this, because it comes on the heels of Governor George Ryan, who is still in prison for corruption. Blagojevich ran on the platform of ending corruption in public office, and then for the next governor in line to be in the exact same situation, people were really looking for this judge to send a strong message, which he did.
Okay, so the analysts are out there, we all know what the story is. This doesn't take a whole lot of focus. It's interesting. He got 14 years. Here's radio host John Williams with Illinois State Comptroller Judy Barr about the Blagojevich sentence.
How do you feel about this verdict?
Well, you know what? I mean, the more I think about it, the more, well, first of all, I have this really empty feeling that it's just a sadness. It's just heavy, and it's like this whole thing has finally ended. And if anything, it's almost Shakespearean, where, you know, it's one of those Shakespearean tragedies where ultimately hubris and arrogance makes a mighty fall, and they turn into a puddle at the end, and there's collateral damage everywhere, and that's the story of Rod Blagojevich, and that's how I think he's going to be remembered in the state of Illinois. That's going to be his legacy, as being a one-car train wreck for which we are going to be paying for years and years to come, maybe a generation.
What do you think of 14 years, Judy?
I think it's fair. Of course, you know, I think Judge Zagel did what he had to do within his listing of what was acceptable and what was not, which is done by Congress, and made that happen. I think the man did an extraordinary job in one of the most horrible cases that's ever been in the state of Illinois. I think it's just wretched everybody, and it's touched everybody, and if it hasn't touched them yet, it will, in terms of Rod Blagojevich's legacy. And, you know, it's and his kids have this to live through, and that is my very great sadness. Those kids need a dad at this time. He really and truly should have been thinking about them early on. He did not. There were times when he could have thought about them. He did not, like when he used them as a prop in court, or to get the press to leave him alone, or, you know, to make comments about education or things of this sort. Or even when he wanted to be an ambassador to India, he was going to throw the kids into an Indian school system, but somehow the Springfield system wasn't good enough. So, you know, when it was convenient, he worried about the kids. Maybe now reality is setting in that he has really caused harm to his family. He's caused harm to the state, and we're all going to hurt because of it, but the family especially.
We've been debating here on and off about who the victims are. I know the state, but really, as specifically as you can, give me a sense of how you think I feel the legacy of his being governor. I mean, really, where's the harm, Judy?
Well, the harm, I mean, when do you have a governor who's supposed to be the head of the state, who is allegedly trying to help people, holding up checks for a children's hospital? I mean, where do you have that? When do you have a governor whose child gets $6,000 as a birthday present? I mean, kids don't.
No, you're not answering the question.
Well,
you're telling me why people don't. Everybody's got reasons why they don't like them.
This has nothing to do with liking or not. I mean, you didn't. You have a check to a children's hospital because you were trying to shake it down. I mean, you also tried to sell a Senate seat. I mean, my gosh, I haven't seen anything like that since my reading of History of Ancient Rome, where they used to sell the consulships.
My goodness, it's time's up time on the...
Hi there. This